There will be
what
long.
What the fuck plane?
there's motorcycles.
Oh yeah.
Well, I heard that, but like the plane came back for a second.
Can we use the what the plane? I like it. You just open
it's like
it with
Fantasy
that.
Yeah,
I'll put that at the front.
Fantasy Island 2021. Hi there. Welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And what we're talking about today, as we alluded to in the last episode when we talked about victories and everything, we're talking today about the looking forwards to and just the events and things in life that keep you looking forward to. Where if you're feeling bad for today or things aren't going well, you always have something to say, okay, well, this is going to happen, so I can look forward to this.
And as we often lately have been doing, we are sitting outside on a beautiful Michigan afternoon, and you can hear nature. And of course, we're joined by our socially distant producer Ryan.
Yep. And socially distanced, but unmasked because
fully vaccinated.
I'm still half vaxxed.
Yeah. So that's Friday.
That's coming. That's
next Friday.
Nice.
Yes,
so
I will
that's
be.
That's to look forward to right there.
Right there. Boom. See, it's just like
you're already done.
By the time this comes out, it'll be like.
Oh yeah, it already happened.
Tomorrow.
Oh, right.
See, time warp.
Oh.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to this. Oh, wait. We already did that.
Yeah, we did.
Time warp. Yes, what? That's what I was doing. So.
Gotcha.
And I wanted to bust out some Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I thought, too. I've never seen that all the way through.
Oh, that's a tragedy.
But it's not a matter of seeing it.
Right.
You have to see it in the theater.
I photographed a live production of it got to go backstage while they were all changing. Theater people are so weird. It's like girls just walking around with like boobs out and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, do I need to leave? And they're like, no, we're busy. We don't care. Like, we're getting this done. Like, okay.
So you have seen Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, part of it.
That's about what you need to see.
It was insane.
But the next year, it's like, Ryan will say, if you guys need me to cover Rocky Horror, I'll go.
I mean, it was all right.
Speaking of look forward to. But no, we're talking about this because I just think it was last time we had talked about small victories, things that made you feel just awesome. And we're just like, why not hang on to the happy wagon?
Yep, keep the positivity train going.
Yeah, just like to go to the next thing.
Well, and it's something to anticipate. Again, going back to Rocky Horror, because I can barely say anticipation.
Say it. Say
exactly.
It.
So it gives you something to anticipate, and it keeps you moving forward. And it's just, it's a good distraction if you're in a current situation that's a little unpleasant. Which, you know, if you're living with multiple sclerosis or a caregiver for someone living with some sort of chronic illness, or you yourself are dealing with a chronic illness, sometimes it's good to just get you out of the moment that you're in and focus on something good that's going to happen in your life.
Because it's really easy to get stuck in that funk.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Ruts are so, like, I fall into ruts all the time. I was just telling you guys, you know, when I lived in Austin, I was in a funk place and was drinking too much and blah, blah, blah. And then 2020, kind of back around Michigan, did the same thing to me. I was in a just bad rut and just like and trying to figure out where, you know, obviously I can't end a pandemic, so I can't affect that one. But it's like, what can I do to make myself feel better? And it's like cutting back the alcohol, even just a couple weeks. And I'm like, I feel clearer headed and, you know, just paying more attention to things and colors are brighter. Birds are chirping.
You hear them. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, before we actually like get into the main topic, you guys have been doing, well, you haven't been doing it, but you've been having some home renovations. And I think we mentioned it briefly, but I don't know to what extent. So if you want to give like an update.
It's squirrel. Moving. Not, stop it. I see it. Squirrel, yes.
Is he a part of the renovation?
No. Oh. He's just part of the scenery.
Part of the outside nature that we're enjoying.
There you go.
And truly, that's in some reasons. I mean, it's windy today, and we thought, well, we can't really do it inside because where we normally record, it's like bare.
Yeah, bare walls, no couch. No couch. It'd be very echoey.
Totally. And I noticed that, but I'm excited because, I mean, everything is painted.
Mm-hmm. It looks really nice, yeah.
Thank you.
Have you seen the new carpet?
I did. It's squishy. I like it. Like it's got good padding under it. I love that.
It was very fun as soon as it finished. They laid the carpet and Dan laid down on the carpet to make sure that it was squishy and comfy, and it is.
And that's the beauty when you're dealing with getting new carpet when somebody in your house, and I'm looking at you, but... But when somebody uses a wheelchair, I mean, you want to have soft carpet, but you don't want to have something plush because that makes it really, really hard, like you're driving on a beach in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, if it's very thick.
Yeah, I bet.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, I bet like shag carpet would be just terrible for, oh, man.
Yes, yes. So they're, you know, so technically that part's done, but now we're waiting on for the kitchen and, you know, so we need to have appliances, cupboards, everything like that.
And an electrician.
An electrician to come and put up new lights. And
okay.
I want the TV on the fireplace.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. And furniture. But, I mean, that's all part of a process. But, I mean, we've lived here for 16 years and have never done anything like this for the house. I mean, so then it's so weird how time flies, or when you do the math that way, when you're talking 16 years... So think when we moved in 16 years ago in, 2005?
I was using a scooter.
See? And 16 years prior to the 2005, you know, you're talking like before what?
High school?
Yeah. Math. And I mean, this is how much time, you know, the space moves. Yeah. And
I guess that. It's going to be really nice to get it all taken care of. I will be able to roll under the counter, which is very exciting in the kitchen. As I mentioned earlier, when we first moved into this house, I used a three-wheeled scooter. I wasn't in a power wheelchair then.
Yeah.
And now being in a power chair, I know how the beauty of being able to roll under a counter, and it's so much more accessible for me. And I look forward to that, having something at my height in the kitchen, and then having an outlet so I can plug, you know, if we wanted to use a mixer or something. So that I'm looking forward to those kitchen renovations. Dan's looking forward to the TV above the fireplace.
Oh, I cannot wait until fall football and baseball playoffs and be able to like cook at the stove while watching TV. Seriously?
It's going
to be. Hashtag dream come true. I mean, for real.
And that is something we are looking forward to. And the kitchen renovation should be completed by the end of July. So that's very exciting. Again, that's something, a COVID reminder. Normally, the cabinets would take 4 to 6 weeks. But because of COVID, they're looking at 12 weeks at the earliest.
That's going to say 8 to 12, yeah. And so we've been waiting, and plus then things are a little more expensive because of that. So
good thing your cabinets don't require any, like, microchips or something, or it'd be probably a year wait.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, that it's coming along. I think it's fun just to be able to go out and look. I mean, you wake up in the middle of the night or something, it's like, just go out and look at it. Oh my God, this is really happening.
New and exciting, yeah.
And then your perspective changes too. Like when you're watching television and instead of looking at an actor or an actress because they're attractive or what outfit are they wearing, you're looking at their kitchen. How they do their cabinets? Do they use knobs or pulls? Or do they use brass or white cabinets? And you're just, it totally changes your perspective.
The one thing I'm going to, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this, Ryan, because I throw it out at Jennifer all the time, but looking at our kitchen, like when we go to get the appliances, and it would have taken longer and cost more had we gotten like a white refrigerator or some other thing.
They don't see a lot of white ones anymore.
Right. and stuff because everything is stainless steel and everyone's like, you're getting stainless steel. And I asked Jennifer, I'm asking you, how soon do you think that stainless steel appliances will go the way of avocado 70s refrigerators?
Brown.
Yes, yes, yes. To where it's all the rain.
Gold.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
To where everything's in South.
They used to be green in the '50s, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, oh, we're getting stainless steel. But yeah, eventually that's going to become obsolete.
At least that's kind of like a timeless sort of material. It's like stainless steel has been around for a long time. Well, reasonably long, I suppose. It's kind of like classical music or something like that. Well, the Star Wars is, for some reason, the thing I thought of. It's like they wanted to do, the studio wanted to do 80s music, but George Lucas was like, no, we have to have John Williams do a classical score because then it'll be timeless. And I think stainless is about the only color besides white that I think somebody in the future would be like, they won't be like, oh, it's a gross green or it's a gross brown. It's like, oh, it's stainless. I mean, that's fine.
That's easy to match. Okay. I can live with that, but I'm just like, because everybody needs it and wants it. It's just like, well, when does something else?
It is definitely a trend.
Yeah.
But I liked the idea. I mean, I liked white fridges like before I realized you couldn't do this. I was like, oh, cool, white fridge. Like, you know, just dry erase marker, and I wrote all over it. And like, if you let it sit for too long, it soaks in.
Yes.
White fridge, but they should do that. They should make a white fridge that is just a white board on the outside, so you can just write it. See, I'm not drinking anymore, so I'm having great ideas.
You've got great ideas,
and I almost feel like you should keep that to yourself because somebody is going to be listening to that and say, "Gosh, Ryan, that's a good idea."
Dude, I had a doozy of a book idea the other day that I was like, "Oh man, like an honest person could make this a good book." A crooked person could make an empire out of this. Like, and I'm just like, I need to get a literary agent and talk to somebody because it's like, I could be so rich.
Well,
I was.
Remember,
no,
what was it,
Ryan? Tell me about it. Wait, get off. We'll get off mic and then you can tell me about it.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of my biggest paranoias. I was like, I have a good idea and then I tell somebody and then they steal it. I get so. I'd rather the idea die in my head than have someone steal it. It's so dumb.
And as a person living with a chronic illness, I have to say to you, young Ryan, have faith in your friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't mean like a friend. But
yeah. But just don't go to the bar and talk all your fake ideas. You know, and if your friends do something like that, then they're jerks.
Yeah.
So I think you're good. You're a people person. You'll be all right. Yeah. All right. So look forward to.
Yeah. Let's take a break and let's talk about the look forward to. Just to get a sense of where we're going in the happy times in living with multiple sclerosis. So welcome back. We are going to talk about the look forwards to and why they're important, not only for everybody, but I mean specifically looking at my life, Jennifer's life, your life, everybody's life who's living with multiple sclerosis and beyond, why they're so important. Why are they important to you, Jennifer? I mean, I'll shut up. I asked you a question. I was like, let me tell me my story, but you go.
And no, because I'm afraid that I'm going to totally jackknife look forward to. I tend to be fairly positive and optimistic. Certainly not as cute and charming as you are, Dan.
Stop.
But at this point in time, at this point in time, I'm seeing the look forward to, and maybe it's post-COVID. It's like, what do you call that? Residual effects, where I'm looking at the things that I'm looking forward to, and I'm also seeing the things about the look forward to that I'm a little scared of. So I would love to hear what you and Ryan are looking forward to and put that in a perspective that I can say, yeah, I am looking forward.
Well, I think just in the sense of the importance of having the look forward to events, moments, times, things. I mean, I wake up in the morning and one of the best parts of the day is the first drink of coffee. I mean, it's just like nothing's better. I mean, you can brew the coffee and then just all of a sudden you have that smell in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, you don't even have to chug. It doesn't have to be like many things. It's just like a lot of times I just take the one and it's not a sip. It's a big drink of coffee and just feeling that in the taste, and it's just incredible. I mean, so that's something that I look forward to. Obviously I would rather stay in bed and sleep longer, but as far as like once my feet hit the floor, that's what drives me to keep moving. It's like, okay, just get this done first, then you can start your coffee and then you can have a drink.
So you have looked forward to kind of all throughout the day.
I have to. I mean, because yeah, we can talk about the looking forward to like when the TV is mounted on the fireplace, and because that's a huge look forward to. But then it's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to watch my first baseball game. Can you imagine football, college football on the TV right there? You know, those things. But I mean, just to have those look forwards to every day, the coffee. I don't get up for the coffee, but as long as I'm up, I make it worth my while. Right?
And see, that's evidence of you being a positive person and a great. And I'm not turning to you, Ryan, because you're not a positive person. That's not what I'm doing at all. But I'm like, Ryan, how about you? What are your look? I mean, do you chunk out look forward to, or how does it work for you?
Yeah, I try to have positive things sort of. I mean, I like the coffee thing. I never thought about it like that. I always, because of my recent blood clot scare thing, I've cut caffeine considerably. I mean, I never used to be a coffee person either until I lived in Austin and was doing food delivery for an app like Instacart or whatever. It was a different app, but I went into one coffee shop or whatever and just smelled this Texas cherry blend, and it smelled like the most delicious thing in the world, and I tried it and I really liked it. And then from there I've gone on to really, really, really liking coffee. And I'm doing decaf in the morning, which is, you know, there's still caffeine in there, but it's not as much. And so, but yeah, like coming into the kitchen, it's like, oh yeah, this is gonna be good. Something warm in my belly. Yeah. it's kind of like the flip side of the moments of joy, where it's like you can have the big giant ones that are amazing and awesome, but then you can just have the little tiny one where it's like, hey, a nice thing happened. I got a good parking spot or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, I look forward to stuff, but then I don't acknowledge it as much as I should, I think. The one I have, it is quickly upcoming and kind of a big one because it's been on the horizon for a little bit, but this weekend some friends and I are going up to our friend's parents' cabin and we're just going to play D&D all weekend. And like, they all have kids and we went up there previously and we were going to play, but the kids were around, we're all having fun, and so it didn't really get done. And it was fine because everyone had fun, but this weekend it's like, we're all going, we're all like, kids aren't going to be there. We're just going to be adults in a house playing games. It's like, so we're basically just kids again. Cause, I mean, this is mostly the same group of people, actually all the same group of people that like in high school and college I would play video games with. We'd all just sit on a couch or whatever together and play games. And we never were into D&D back then, and now it's more popular or whatever, but it's, I don't know, it's going to be a fun experience and I'm really looking forward to it.
I don't even play D&D, but I'm thinking, dude, I'm so looking forward to that for you. It's just like, what an awesome weekend.
Yeah. I mean, it is basically things like, oh, we're going camping, or oh, we're doing whatever. We're like, you know, it's a group of friends. We're going to a place, a remote place, to hang out and have fun. So, I mean, it's going to be amazing. And I'm very, very happy that that's happening, especially now, like, grandma stuff has sort of come to a nice, idle place. There's still a lot of stuff I have to do, but all the immediate stuff is kind of resolved or resolving. And so now I'm just like, okay, cool, I get to take a break and go somewhere for a weekend and I'm not gonna freak out. It's gonna be great.
Just everything's in order.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
So I mean, we've talked about some of these. I mean, then long-term effects notwithstanding, I mean, what do you, I mean, do you have look forwards to, Jennifer?
Well, I look forward to wearing lipstick. I know that sounds so stupid.
No.
But it's been over a year and I have not left the house.
Well, why don't you just wear it in the house?
Well, I mean, I could, but that...
Where are you going today, Jennifer?
Exactly. It seems silly, but just to leave the house and to... When I went to my meeting this week, I put on lipstick, or when I went, we did something like a podcast, or not a podcast, excuse me, like a Zoom meeting, and I put lipstick on for that, and I was like, I feel like a girl again. I feel like myself. It was like a good shade. So I look forward to wearing lipstick. I look forward to going to Iowa to see your family for the 4th of July. And that, see, that's where I'm Debbie Downer again, because the anxiety of riding in a car, that really scared me. But then we took a trip down to see my family. And that was the first time we rode in a car for more than 10 miles in over a year. And I did not perish, thank God. And I didn't, you didn't, you and I didn't fight. I didn't make you crazy with all my freaking out. And there was road construction. And I handled that like a big girl. So I think that that's going to help, just taking those little trips.
I mean, you make a good point, because yeah, we have not been back to Iowa to see my family in like, this will be 2 years. And so there's the notion of, it'll be great to see them. But then when you stop to think about everything that's going to have to happen in order to be at that hotel and seeing my family and going out to dinner with them for the first time in it, that's the part to look forward to. And it's like, how hard is it to look past, quite honestly, the crap you're going to have to put up with? I mean, you're talking a 10.5 hour drive to go back there and worry about then restrooms, traffic. And I think that's one thing, not woe is Dan and Jennifer and the plight of people with a disability, but I mean, just to have to go and make those trips where we can't just stop anywhere to go to the bathroom. That, you know, I can, but you can't, because you need a place that's handicap accessible, a place that's accessible for a wheelchair, to where I can go in and help you and not infringe on the privacy of other women on the road or doing whatever they are, eating places and stuff. And so that's stressful. And then the fear of, like, we don't have, like, the, you know, there's no promise that it's a tall toilet to make the transfer. It's no promise that, you know, and it's going to be like a billion degrees in the middle of July or the beginning of July.
Oh, you're picking up what I'm putting down. I can be a little Debbie Downer.
Well, I kind of don't talk about that stuff, because I don't want to add fuel to your fire to say that the captain of your ship is also afraid of the iceberg ahead, you know, kind of thing. It's just like,
but at least we see that there's an iceberg ahead.
Well, and I think it's the awareness of said iceberg that makes it, because we drove down to Flint. And there were no fights. Not that we fight. Don't have people say, oh, Dan and Jennifer are fighting, this isn't good, the honeymoon's over. It's like, dude, the honeymoon's going strong. But it's like, those are stressful situations and stuff. But just when you know that this is going to be tough. I knew you were going to have a hard time going down to Flint with the traffic and stuff. You flip out, like, driving through Mount Pleasant in the afternoon when it's not quiet like it is in the morning when you go shopping. And so it's like, you know, you knew you were going to be freaked out. I knew you were going to be freaked out. And then I think it's a lot easier. It's like, if you know something's going to be bad,
if you expect the worst, you're so tickled when it's not as bad as you thought.
Yes.
And so,
yeah.
I mean, how about you, Ryan?
For somebody that isn't living with a chronic illness and stuff, I mean, just like those things that you freak out about.
Yeah, I mean, I am prone to freaking out about the stupidest things. Like, I will let a thing like, oh, I don't want, you know, I have to do a long drive or whatever, and it's going to be annoying in front, like, I don't, I'll almost let, you know, the bad things that could be shake me off from doing something that I do look forward to. But you got to push through that. And that's one thing, especially if it's something I'm really looking forward to, is like, you know what, I'm just gonna, you know, put on my big boy pants and, you know, take the challenge to get the reward. So,
and I suppose when we drove down to Flint, granted that's a 100-mile drive and we're talking about 500-mile drive to Iowa, but we started looking, okay, if we didn't have an accessible restroom to use, we could stop at this store and they have family restrooms, or we can do this. And we started thinking, like, problem solving. And I think that's super important for the look forward to, is if we are, and when we make this trip, and we start to get freaked out, we have to think about the things that we can control. And I think those of us living with multiple sclerosis or any sort of chronic illness, we're really good at adapting because so much is out of our control that we're like, eh, what's a little road trip? We can figure this out. And maybe that was a year of not having to do it. Our skills got a little dull and we just have to sharpen them.
You forget what it was like. I mean, and truly, and I commented you, it's just like when you'd asked as we were driving home from Flint, like if I was doing okay. And I mean, truly, it's like riding a bike and how much of the things that we're afraid of in our lives are chronic illness or not. A lot of things people are afraid of are really just the unknown. And that it's like, you know, don't let that keep you from doing what you want to do.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a motorcycle that's really loud. No, I've had some road trips that, like, the worst case scenario, well, not worst case, we all lived, but, like, you know, car breaking down, parts just blowing out, and you don't have any tools. I've had that happen a couple times on road trips before, and I still really like road trips. I like going places, especially with my friends. I haven't done it nearly as much as I want to. And especially like an aimless road trip. I like the idea of that. Like, let's get in the car and just go somewhere. And then when we get there, maybe we'll stop. Maybe we'll keep going, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe we'll come back, whatever. I don't know. But I like that. The road trip is
that sounds
cool
very
thing.
Fun. Very yeah. Thumb it in the weeds. Just get in the car.
Just not off the cliff.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not off the cliff, but... And maybe that's why look forward twos are somewhat difficult too, because you talk, Ryan, about like aimless road trips. And I think since multiple sclerosis, since I've started using a wheelchair, that is not in my lexicon. Oh, I can't just say I'm going to go. And so maybe there's a little reason for my Debbie Downer-ness. Mm-hmm. But I have to focus on the bigger good stuff and not focus on that little bit. All right, so that's my look forward to strategy.
Yeah,
and it is. I mean, and so much of what you I wish I could find the stat or who said it, but just like as far as like the things that we, you know, looking out at stuff that scares us the most or we're most scared of. It's undue anxiety because, like, of all the things we're afraid of, 85% doesn't happen. So it's like, so then we're freaked out for 15% of the stuff that would actually happen. I think you just, a lot of the things you can't predict. I mean, obviously you want to do your best to prepare, but you just realize that, you know, things that happen, you'll get through it.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, look forward to without abandon. It's just like, we're going to do this. And it makes me tired thinking about it. I mean, those are the things that you have to do in terms of like the look forwards to. It's like you prepare, you know, you plan. So then you have a clear head of saying, okay, at least I tried to, it's like going for a trip in the winter. Of course, you're going to have blankets in your trunk. You're going to have boots, you're going to have salt, stuff that you just put in there just to be prepared for.
If you're smart.
But I mean, at least you know what you can do for the things that have the greatest chance of happening. You know, if a tree falls on your car in the middle of the winter, you never expected that. You can't really plan for it. But then you make do with it and you figure out how to get through it.
Yeah. Look forward. What is it? Look forward to the best, prepare for the worst or whatever.
Yeah, and I think I look forward to seeing our nieces and nephew. Of course, seeing your parents and our sister-in-law. Well, our sister-in-law is your sister.
Oh, yeah, my siblings.
Sister, my other sister-in-law, seeing the whole family. I look forward to that. I look forward to fireworks on the 4th of July because that's me and very Americana in Iowa. So I look forward to that. I look forward, one of my closest friends from childhood, her daughter is graduating from high school or has graduated, and she's having an open house, and I look forward to getting together, you know, again, that's a road trip, driving north to see Amy and her family and her daughter Jen and celebrating her graduation. So I look forward to that, little things besides lipstick. But those are big things, so.
Yeah. It's, like I said, with the moments of joy, it's good to keep an eye on both. Because, you know, little ones are easy to achieve, and then the big ones take a little more work and a little more planning. So, yeah.
And now that, as you know, as we walked our way, talked our way through this with the look forwards to and the, I started thinking, is it look forward to?
I was
look
gonna
forwards
ask,
to.
It's, so it's, I don't know what.
Okay.
It's like, what is that, general's major or whatever.
That's kind of, and I just started,
I wasn't
kept
sure which
saying,
one
and I'm thinking,
grammatically correct.
You go with it, dog. Don't
I'm glad you
speak.
Brought, I didn't want to like call you out on it, but at the same time, like, I'm thinking, I was like, what is the correct way to say
it? I don't know. I kept saying, if I was saying it wrong, we got to start over. Damn it.
No, we absolutely are not going to start.
And I'm not a word nerd. I just used, you know, that they're internet, and if it's wrong and people want to correct me,
well,
I would love to learn a lesson.
Like Surgeons General. That's the
that's
one I was
exactly.
That's what
and
I was, think
I
of,
was
yep.
thinking Attorney General. It's
yep,
Attorneys General. Yeah. Surgeons
yeah,
General.
Multiple Attorney Generals. It's not generals. It's Attorneys General, which
yeah.
sounds so dumb.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
don't like it.
This grammar lesson on a couple takes a mess brought
to you
by
Central Michigan University.
Education at its best.
Well,
so that's where we're at. But anyway, we were talking before we got all like tripped up with the
grammar.
That was fun though. I enjoyed
the looks forward to, the yeah. looking forward to events. But why is it important to have those? Is it something that it's like a requirement that you as a person you need to, even if it's a matter of like setting your clothes out the night before,
or knowing what you're going to have for breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get up, I'm going to take a shower, and I'm going to get peanut butter and toast and a cup of coffee. That'll get you going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you break, just breaking the phrase down, it's like looking forward to. It's like you're looking forward, so you're seeing what's coming, and so you have to kind of prepare. And you know, it's like, I mean, I always think about like the parents with kids is like, all right, we just need to get them through high school and then blah blah blah, or get them into college and then they'll be and then we can start living again or whatever the,
yeah.
you know, the thing is. But it's like, yeah, it's like if you know it's coming, then especially if it's going to be a positive thing, like the D&D weekend this weekend, like there's stuff to do, you know, got to get a bunch of stuff, like I have to leave my cat, so I need to make sure he's going to be fed and all that sort of stuff, so there's responsibility and all this crap I have to think about. But it's in the vein of going to have fun.
But you think about December, what you wouldn't do, that's a look forward to, is in your cold, crappy winter, and oh, I look forward to the day I can sit out on the patio and make
and
a podcast and complain about
it.
Wind.
Yeah, and we're sitting in shorts, and it's, yeah I mean,
oh,
and this
man.
This is where we're at. I mean, it was blistery hot this afternoon, but it's cooling off real nice, and thanks to the wind, that we have to stop every now and then.
Well, let's listen to the wind. It picked up at the perfect point. Awesome. Thanks, wind. You can shut up now.
And I don't mean to be sore, Ryan, but Dan says we're sitting in shorts, and two out of three ain't bad, but I wear Ted Hose, and I notice that you, Mr. Ryan, you're not wearing Ted Hose
anymore. Wearing them. How
long have you been sans Ted Hose?
I wore them yesterday. So, like, I still wear them, like, you can see the line. Like, because I could only buy, like, normal-sized people ones. So, they're, like, cutting off, felt like they were cutting off the circulation of my feet. And because I have, like, I'm decent-sized feet. I have size 13 shoes. So, getting the leggings that's the right size for my foot and my big stupid calves, I was only able to find one of those recently. And I've been wearing that one, but, like, my leg has been tight and weird for the last couple of days. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave them off for a little bit and then see how my leg feels and then go back to doing it.
And so that's my complaint that I've had for the last 15 years is just accessible fashion.
Yeah.
I want someone to walk down a runway in Milan wearing Ted Hose and make that appropriate so that I can wear shorts.
I get what you're saying about that, because wearing shorts with those, like I had... I don't know if I need to wear them on both legs or just the one leg that I had to clot in, and I've done both. And like, I went over to see grandma, and a lady in the home, like when I walked by, she was like, "What's up with the one sock?" And I was like, "It's a compression thing because I had a blood clot." And she like immediately felt bad because she was like calling me out on my fashion or something. And I'm like, no, it's a medical thing. And I kind of was like, yeah, Sarah, you're right. But at the same time, I'm like, well, she didn't know.
Well,
jeepers. It's a nice day. Everybody's out driving around.
And that's now that we're coming down with, you know, the COVID restrictions are being lifted. And you still wear a mask, and I don't know about anyone else, but you feel a little uncomfortable. Yeah. Well, I'm in a wheelchair, so I feel like I get a stamp of approval. Like, that makes sense. She's got a problem. She doesn't need COVID on top of that. So I'm like, yeah, you know. And
nobody needs COVID on top of anything.
No, but you know what I mean? It's just she's
everybody needs to extend that compassion they give to you to everyone.
Exactly. And it's unfortunate because, Dan, you haven't been fully vaccinated. I'm like, you need to wear a sign around your neck. Like, I'm halfway there. Cut me some slack.
I think I will.
I think you should. And then that will become fashionable. I bet you if I bedazzle it.
There you go.
That's a winner.
I'll stand there with a bedazzled sign and say I'm half vaccinated.
Jeepers.
And it's probably just funny in my head.
I can picture it though. Oh, Dan's gone.
He's a little slap happy.
No, I'm just thinking if I'm standing, it's like we're two people, I'm standing there, right? It's not even that funny, but it is. But no, I'm half vaxxed, and then you stand next to me with a big sign that says free hugs.
Okay, that was worth it. It took a while to get there, but that was worth it. Okay.
I'm glad you.
But then that begs the question, would people want to hug a person in a wheelchair?
I don't know. That would be our experiment.
Let's do it. People would probably hug a half vaxxed person before they would hug a person in a wheelchair.
That could be the experiment.
We could, if you're a betting person. Yeah.
So, yeah, I had another look forward to that I forgot. This one's a weekly one, and I don't know if I've mentioned it. I know I've mentioned it to you guys before, but I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast. There's a comedy group in Austin called Master Pancake Theater. It's kind of Mystery Science Theater 3000, but it's live and in person. You get to go watch the movie while they're there making fun of it.
Nice.
And it was one of my favorite things in Austin. I love it. And it's so great. During the pandemic, they weren't doing shows, and then they started to be like, wait, we recorded a ton of these. Let's just do it on Twitch. And so, like, the comedians that do it will come in. It's usually they're like kind of like bumpers. They'll introduce the thing, and then they'll just play the movie with the funny track underneath it. And it's like four times a week, like Wednesday through Saturday, and they're making fun of different movies, and it's hilarious, and I love it. And it like turned the quarantine around for me, kind of. Nice. Like it's a thing every week. I'm like, oh yeah. Especially if it's a movie I love. They do, so many of them are funny, but I'll watch movies I've never seen. Like I went and saw the Wrath of Khan, the second Star Trek movie. I had never seen it before, but I went and watched
it. No, don't.
I went and watched the Master Pancake of it because I was just like, I had the night off. I was downtown, and I was like, yeah, let's just do it. It'll be great. And it was great. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I watched the movie and I laughed and laughed and laughed. It's so good. And so I look forward to that every week. Like, it's so great.
And you said that you were looking forward to something, and you mentioned Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And our dear friend Cynthia and her husband, Wes, will be up. They live near Austin, Texas.
They live in Pflugerville, right?
They live in Pflugerville.
Spelled with a P.
It's spelled with a P. And they will be up, and we will see them on Friday. And it's been years. Oh my God. And I know that was your former co-worker. And Cynthia and Wes helped us start our blog.
Cool. She helped us start our blog. She's the one that pushed us to do the book.
Neat.
She's the one who, like, at our book release party here in town, she introduced it, was like the MC. Yeah.
And yeah, so Master. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, to see them, that's a huge look forward to.
Yeah.
And I encourage you, if you don't think you have a look forward to, just think about your social calendar. And then you'll have something to look forward to and be super excited, because I was like, oh, we don't have anything to look forward to until 4th of July. Cynthia and Wes are going to be here. with their sons.
That's funny. Because Master Pancake, just to interject for a second, Master Pancake makes fun of Pflugerville all the time. And that, like, whenever there's a movie and there's like a war zone scene or just like a desolate wasteland, they go, meanwhile, in Pflugerville. Because it's kind of like, it's Austin's kind of little sibling that's up a bit and people move there. And I mean, it's not a bad area, but it's, you know, it's kind of central
Austin.
Texas. It's not Austin. Austin people are snobs, so they make fun of everything, but it's always like it's just any old scene. Like in Mad Max, when it opens up on the desert, it's like, meanwhile, in Pflugerville. Anyway, Dan, you were saying?
I don't know anymore.
I think it is just like, you know, when they say, oh, I don't have a look forward to. It doesn't have to be something that's coming to you. I mean, a look forward to could be, okay, this day, like, what's today, Wednesday?
Yep.
And just to say, okay, well, my look forward to is like on Friday, I'm going to call this person. It's like, be that friend, be that person to reach out that it's just I'm going to do this for somebody else. It doesn't always have to be something for... Something, you know, the world doesn't revolve around me.
What?
You know.
What?
How is that possible?
Are you sure?
I'm glad you guys said that because I felt it was just me.
Of course it revolves around me. No, but I mean, it's just like, you know, to where it's like, don't make you the center of the universe. I mean, it's the world. And
yeah.
So reach out to other people to make somebody else's day.
I'm so bad at that.
And making somebody else's day. Well, eventually, or hopefully make your day. I know when I talk to an old friend that I haven't talked to for a while, that tickles me. But then that friend is like, oh, I'm so happy you called. Or, oh, that really, I needed this. So you're right. You have to not make yourself the center.
And then you can spark a moment of joy for someone else.
See?
So yeah, from the last episode where I brought the topic of a moment of joy, and we've decided we're just going to start ending all episodes on a moment of joy because it's fun. And I like the idea of ending on something positive because, I mean, this whole episode's been positive, but when we said last time, you know, you always have the little thing you can look forward to. It's like if you have cookies or whatever or something, blah, blah, blah. If your friend randomly calls you out of the blue, it's like, that's a good little moment of joy. And so I thought we'd start doing that at the end of every episode is a nice little capper. We'll see how long it lasts. But so, do you guys have a moment of joy that's happened since we last recorded?
A moment of joy for me was the pastor from our church stopped by. And at first, that's how silly the mind works. At first, I was like, oh, Pastor Dana, this is not the best time. I would never say that to her, but in my head, I'm thinking, we have so much stuff going on. You know, with the house renovations or the great room, and I'm air quoting great room because it's just a room, but we're renovating that, and I'm like, oh, Pastor Dana, it's not a great time. But I instead was like, no, she's here. She stopped by to see you. Enjoy. And so that was I hadn't seen her face to face, and you hadn't either. And so that was super pretty awesome just to sit and talk with her and spend 20 minutes catching up. And so that, for me, was my moment of joy in the past week.
And I don't know. I mean, I'll call it a moment of joy, but just those unexpected things. I was working today, and I love my job. But it's like, you know, I'm proofreading something, and it said, you know, it was 14 pages to proof. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I know 14 pages isn't bad. It's better than other times where it's like 32 pages. But, you know, you're proofing, you get down, and you're on page 13. And it's like, okay, I'm almost there. One more page. And I got to the bottom of page 13. And you know how sometimes it returns to the next page. And I got down to page 14. And
blank.
There was nothing there. Yes. I was like, oh, my God, nice. This is so awesome.
Yay.
That's always good.
It could have been just one line. But you're thinking that could have been a whole nother page to prove.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, that is so cool. And again, I love my job, but you're just like that. It's hard work, but just as like,
yeah, I've had a similar thing before I left Austin. I worked for Amazon doing delivery with the van and stuff, and that was a terrible job. Oh my God. Every bad story you've ever heard, absolutely true. I can verify the peeing in bottles, the doing all that stuff, 100% true. It sucks. It's terrible. But I had a moment of joy one time, because most of the time you load your van and all the boxes are in these big bags, and you put the bags in the van, and then like you work through a bag and then close it down, and then you open the next bag and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, these are big, giant like Dodge panel vans. They're huge. And a lot of times they're so full that there's no room in the back for you to even move. Like you have to go in and out of the front. Like that's how many boxes these people deliver every day. It's insane. And especially around Texas, I mean, it'd be the same up here. Like I just saw an Amazon guy the other day and I gave him a little like, I know you're paying, dude. but I had one route and I was out in the middle of nowhere. And usually the out in the middle of nowhere routes are the smaller ones. So you have like a teeny load in the van. It's not a big deal because you're driving 10 miles in between each house. But I had an out in the middle of nowhere thing with a van that was full. And so I started the day so mad. And I was, God, I'm so furniture. And, you know, I cleared out most of the van. And then I got near the end and there were still like four of these big bags left. And I was like, man, this is still going to suck. It's 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever it was. And like the sun's starting to set. I'm going to be driving back to Austin, and, you know, for an hour out in the middle of nowhere. All four bags went to one house.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
Nice.
I had such a huge smile on my face when I walked up to their door. I was like, yeah, buddy. I was like, it still was a terrible route and I hated it. But like that little bit, I was just like coasted the rest of the day. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Oh, so good.
And I just had a moment of joy in my head because I remembered that there's a cookie.
and to look forward to
that when we finish recording, even though we had delicious cabin pizza and I only had one slice, I'm going to eat that cookie, or I'm going to share that cookie with you, Daniel, and it will be a pure moment of joy and maybe even pour some milk.
Ooh, what?
Yeah,
cookies and milk.
Wow. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Before we wrap up, I had my original moment of joy that I had. So I've been doing a thing recently where I'm just for exercise, like I walk around a lot, and you know, in COVID, it's like, I need to get outside and do a thing or whatever. But it's also like kind of like a mental sort of like a break for me, like therapy or whatever you want to call it, where I just go and work through my thoughts and blah, blah, blah. And I had to come in to town here the other day to do some grandma stuff for the place she used to live. After I was done, I was like walking around and I was like kind of like downtown near Island Park. And I just cut down a little side street and I saw an old lady walking a cat.
Aww.
I had the hugest smile just right across my face. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It was great. And the cat was having, like I tried to walk my cat like in the backyard one time. And he was like, every minute he'd take a step forward and then would wait to see like what happened. But like this cat was just like going little thing. But then as soon as he saw me, he froze and like he looked at her and looked back at me and he was like, and so I just like, okay, cool. I don't want to interrupt your walk, cat. I'll just turn around and go the other way. It was so cool.
That was very cat conscious of you.
Yeah. I like cats.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I need to wrap this up because there's cookies on the other end of this. That's my look forward to. But thank you for joining us for this episode of A Couple Takes on MS to talk about look forward to. So let us know. I mean, what do you look forward to every day? What keeps you going and moving from one day to the next and being happy about us? Let us know. You can find us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Couple Takes on MS, or on our website is acoupletakesonms.com. So let us know and email us at
actomspodcast@gmail.com. Any questions you have for Dan or Jen, if you have something you want me to bring to the table for them to answer, just go ahead and fire it off. I'd love to have any input from anybody. And also, wherever you listen to us, just, you know, give us 5 stars if you like the podcast. Leave a little comment. Just, you know, like and share, kind of that sort of thing, because we want more people to listen so that more people like the show and hear the show and hear all the positivity that we're bringing to the table.
Just trying.
Yeah.
With every episode. And positivity and, you know, just real life with multiple sclerosis, yeah. and not all sunshine and rainbows, yeah. but just ways to deal with this disease and move forward positively. Until next time, this has been A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman.
And I'm Jennifer Digman.
And I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. Till next time, take care. So until next time, this is A Couple Takes on MS.
Hold up. Wait for the wind.
I was on fire.
You were on a good little roll. Sorry about that, man. I could hear it like, oh that was going to be a big one.
Yeah, I was just, you can feel it.
Yep.
You know, it'd be a lot more creepy if it was cloudy. Like, we better pack up. Storm's coming.
Yep. Oh, man. That was one of the Master Pancake. They recently did the mock of Twister. I legit like that movie.
That was good.
But them making fun of it brought it to like a whole other level. Oh, so good. Because like there's the where... what's his face? Bill Paxton yeah. is at like that little diner with his fiance or whatever, and he's like, "Oh, go get me some cold drinks," but he says it like cold drinks, and they kept saying that through the rest of the show because she puts the drinks on the roof of the truck and then drives off, and they're all like, "No, the cold drinks." So good.
I just think of the meanwhile in Pflugerville.
Yeah. Oh, they did one, a good one. For, oh, yeah, because there's in that Joe, the Helen Hunt character, her aunt, when that town gets leveled,
yeah.
that's what they said when they show that they pan over the town and it's just crushed. She's like, meanwhile, in Pflugerville. so good. Okay. It was rolling the whole time. Oops. I meant to hit pause. Okay, go ahead.